God is raising you up in this generation. Amen. To be part of the Benjamin generation. I said Benjamin generation. What is the Benjamin generation, Pastor Prince? Okay. Remember this, you ask. Before we talk about the Benjamin generation, we need to talk about Joseph. First of all, you see the beloved son. He was the beloved of his father, Jacob. Our Lord is the beloved of his father. He came amongst his brothers. His brothers did not receive him. He had supernatural abilities of dreams and visions, and his brothers didn't acknowledge him. They were jealous of him. So the Jewish people, the people of his flesh and blood, did not accept him. And you see how he became the bread of life to the Gentile world. Because they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. The Lord Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver. The price of a slave. Anyway, you all know the story of Joseph very well. He became the bread of life to a lost, dying, crying, sighing world. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Who benefited from Joseph's wisdom? Who did Joseph actually save? The people of the world, Egyptians. So in a sense, for 2,000 years, the Jewish Messiah has become the bread of life to a predominantly, look around you, Gentile world. But Joseph never forgot his father's house. He never forgot Israel. He never forgot his brothers. And today, they think, just when the brothers saw him, they thought, with his Johnny Depp makeup and all that, they thought that he's a Gentile. Just like Jewish people today, they think of Jesus like a Gentile. He's a Gentile Jew. You know, you can understand that. He's a Jew for the Gentiles. He's not part of us. For 2,000 years. Where are we now? Prophetically speaking, where are we now? We're coming to that place. Finally, there's famine. For 2,000 years, even though God is still merciful to the nation of Israel, you know the sufferings they went through. And they never came to a place that maybe it's because we sold our brother. But they're coming to that place. They're coming to that place. So after for a while, when there's famine, they send, Jacob sent his sons to Egypt. And Joseph saw them. Amen. And the Bible says, you can read the story yourself. You all know the story. I'm coming to the call I want to share. Joseph actually said to them, you are spies. Now, what does he want? He actually spoke strangely to them in such a way that he wants them to see their sin before he can save them. Right? To see whether there's a change in them. Because they didn't care about how their father felt. The father loved Joseph. When they went back, they deceived the father. They didn't care the father died. He wants to know whether there's any change of heart. Whether they still care about their father. Whether they still care, is there a change of heart? All right? So he spoke roughly to them. And the Bible says he bound Simeon. He says that, you know something? To prove you're not spies, go. Right? You mentioned to me you have a youngest brother. Go bring your youngest brother here. There'll be no more bread until Benjamin stand in front of me. Amen. There'll be your brother won't be released. Simeon, one of the brothers, Simeon, his name means hearing. So today Israel's hearing is locked up. You know the greatest commandment of all in Israel? The greatest commandment of the Old Testament? You all say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, right? But actually Jesus did not say that. He started by saying, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You shall love God all your heart. It starts with hear, Shimon, Shema Israel, Shema Israel. Eloheinu Echad, God is one God. And the word Echad is actually not a single unity, but actually it's a compound unity, three in one. That's in their Hebrew Bible, the triune God. I'm just getting started. Okay. So there's no more bread until Benjamin come in front of me. Now, who is Benjamin? Benjamin, listen, have the same mother as Joseph. Now, I want you all to see where you are at in God's economy of things in these last days, why God is raising this grace generation. Amen. Amen? I want you to see where you are at. This is not by chance that we are talking about grace, and grace has taken root all over the world. So much so the devil is trying to bring in pseudo-grace, counterfeit grace. Amen. So, you know what? All over the world, God is raising a Benjamin generation.
Amen.
Amen. Leah, Jacob's wife, and Rachel. Now, the Bible says Leah's eyes were delicate. The King James says weak-eyed. Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. You know that these are the two sisters that married Jacob. So Jacob is the father, okay? So, but Leah, she produced the sons, and all the sons, that picture is a picture of bondage. Then Rachel also has handmaids. That means what? They are also producing bondage. Rachel cannot conceive for a while. Am I right? So all the other sons, I'm speaking prophetically now in terms of typology, they actually represent the law. 10 of them. 10. 10. 10. 10 represent the law. Two sons born of the same mother. Who is that son? The first one. Rachel finally conceived. And she gave birth to Joseph. And when she gave birth to Joseph, she had faith. She said, his name is Yosef, which means God will add to me another son. So she prophesied already the coming of Benjamin. You know, when Jesus came into this world, God already knew that God was looking forward to the Benjamin generation. God was looking forward for you. For such a time as this. I know it took a long time for Benjamin to come. It took a long time. It took a long time for this Benjamin generation, but they are here. Amen. The youngest of all the brothers is Benjamin. Amen. And that's why this Benjamin generation is made up of a lot of young people. Yes. I'm telling you, amen. And young looking people. Yes. Amen. Pastor Mark is so happy. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, with men, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen? All the movements in church history, the church has called the movement the Joshua generation, this generation, the prophetic move, the prophetic generation, the word of faith generation, this generation, that generation. Finally, God says, no more. The church won't name it anymore. The mother was the one that named, as she was dying, all right? And so it was as Rachel's soul was departing that she died, that she called her son's name what? Called his name what? Ben-Oni. Ben means son. Oni means sorrow. Ben-Oni. But his father called him Benjamin. So for so long, the woman, the mother, the church has named the movement. This is the first time the father says, I will name this generation. Benjamin! Are you there? Benjamin, you are not the son of my sorrow. You are the son of my right hand. The son of prosperity. The son of power. The son of my grace. The son of my righteousness. For I've upheld you with the right hand of my righteousness. Do you think there's a difference in this move? What do you think? You think there's a difference? Yep. I reckon. Yep. You better believe it. Amen. You better believe it. We are that generation. Amen. 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 So finally, Simeon was locked. Right, by the way, when Jesus was born, a man came called Simeon. Remember? And he says, a very old man. And he says that, you know, mine eyes have seen your salvation. Now he's speaking Hebrew, right? So his prayer is, my eyes have seen your Yeshua. Now let your servant depart in peace. So he represents the Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel. Here, Shema is the first word. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Even the law saw Jesus, and the law says to the Father, I can now depart. Amen. Even the law was happy to see Jesus. Because the law doesn't want to condemn. But it cannot, but to be the law, you cannot bend. You cannot help. To be the law, you got to be unbending, inflexible. So the law was very glad to see Jesus. And then after the law says, let me depart, you know who came in? Hannah came in. Hannah means what? Grace. And grace opened her mouth and said, come, come, see this child. To all who are looking for redemption, this child, he's the one. He's the one. Amen. Hi, I hope you are blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.